We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Soul, or Saving Our Ancestors' Legacy, is a grassroots community-based organization in Harrisburg. Soul was established in 2021 to save Lincoln Cemetery, Harrisburg's oldest remaining historically African-American burial ground. The descendant-led, community-volunteered-powered effort aims to radically reclaim African-American history through hands-on conservation work, both online and on-site, to restore and preserve this historic site as a lasting cultural and environmental legacy. And we welcome Alex and Rachel in the past to discuss their initiative to revitalize the cemetery. But now there has been some shocking developments, and Alex and Rachel are here today to give us an update. First, we have Alex. Alex, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, Marquise. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can.
I hear you crystal clear.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for joining us on The Spark today. So, first question here. Can you tell us your personal involvement with Soul and the Lincoln Cemetery?
Yeah. So the first time that I heard about Lincoln Cemetery was the first when Rachel called me after in 2021 summer. In June 2021, she and Bhakti had traveled Harrisburg to reconnect with relatives and that they didn't know that they had been on this genealogical journey looking for their ancestors, and they came to Lincoln Cemetery. They had multiple generations of people buried there. They found it in a state of just long-term overgrowth and neglect. That was the first time that I heard it was when they confronted this, and ever since that day they've been coming back and initially cleaning up the cemetery, mm-hmm. and learning and putting back together the history and then actually restoring and preserving the gravestones and rebuilding hidden, in many cases, history that's not known. I personally grew up with Rachel in Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. That's where she lives most of the time. She just began traveling back to Harrisburg because they couldn't leave Lincoln Cemetery in the state that they had found it in. Mm-hmm. It was not. And Rachel, she could not leave the ancestors in some cases unburied remains that they found, dug up, that they had to put back into the ground to make sure that they had a resting place. And they have just continued to come back, creating first just a group called Soul on Facebook. And I started sharing stories and just telling my friends and family about this amazing story. And terrible at the same time, but that they were and so Rachel really just drew in. I live out in San Francisco. I'm calling in from California, and I travel to Harrisburg for the Soul Restoration Weekends. Next weekend is the first of the season, mm-hmm. March 15th through 17th. I'm going to be coming in number four. I travel. It is both my volunteer work and my first vacation of the year is going to be to come and volunteer to work with Soul at Lincoln Cemetery.
So you're dipping into volunteerism then?
Exactly. We are, and in fact, you know, last year it was the first local government grant that Seoul received was through the Dauphin County Commissioners. There's the tourism grant program. And they gave us some pilot money to be able to work towards the restoration and the beautification of the site and support, spreading awareness and doing kind of marketing around really what is Lincoln Cemetery is a historic treasure. It is a Pennsylvania recognized historic site that has been overlooked for too long. I just try to do what I can Seoul has envisions for the dynamic historic tourist destination, as well as a place where descendants can go and connect with their ancestors, connect with history that is all of our history, because it's my history too. I'm not from Harrisburg, but it's mine as well.
Yeah.
Taught me about my own place and position in the world at a time where we need to have understanding and really reckon with who we are. And so for me, it's the question of kind of whose land is it, and whose history is it that we want to try and tell and bring that alive is what I'm trying to help Joel and her family and this growing network around a movement for reclaiming history, and that's out there, but it's constantly trying to be erased.
Now,
so we're raising against that.
Alex, before I start talking about where the state of the cemetery is today, I do want to highlight one shocking thing that yep. Rachel said that when you all first got to the cemetery, there were exposed human remains and bones. Is that correct?
There were. So they found. And I mean, it's when I think back to the images. I wasn't there. I heard the stories. I saw pictures, and it was not just human remains, but also kind of there were coffin parts and there were things that were out that they had looked, and they immediately called the police. They're calling the coroner, medical examiner, I'm not sure, came out, municipalities got involved. It was really attributed, and Rachel initially immediately called up because you don't know what is the source of this. I mean, you can't assume that they are, that it's old bones.
Yeah.
And that there's not some crime committed. They were dug up by groundhogs, fox that had burrowed into the cemetery. There still are dens that we and have to deal with it, but that problem has been mitigated. I know that. You know, when they did that, then, you know, folks came out and they realized, and the laws around cemeteries are very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not much that they could the municipalities that were said that they could be done about this. And at the time there was a, in response, there was a ticket that was issued against dawn not being tended, and the coroner examined kind of one area of the cemetery. I remember hearing from Rachel had they had when she came back after they came to this one spot. They had actually piled the bones together into a pile together and left them. And it's not just that image really struck with me because of the there are so many questions about whose responsibility is it to care for a place that contains the history of a people that goes back, you know, before we're charting back time before Civil War.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And Alex, we have Rachel here with us now, and I want to bring things current now. Now we hit on what the cemetery looked like when you all first got there, and we know that you all have been doing work on the cemetery ever since 2021. But there's some new information, there's some new happenings that just happened because of the snow and everything like that. Is that right, Rachel?
Yes. Well, I mean, we have a lot of old trees there. You know, they were planted in around 1882.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, silver maples and locusts. We've already lost the locust, but one of the large silver maples came down and there were some strange circumstances mm-hmm. around that. All the gates were left open, and it seemed like snow had been plowed into the cemetery.
Mm. Now, typically for cemeteries, do the gates always remain open? Is this a typical thing for a cemetery?
No, I've never arrived at the cemetery and seen the gates open.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there might be, you know, one gate that's open, but they're double gates.
Mm-hmm.
All of the double gates were completely open,
wow.
like wide, and so much so that it was very difficult to close them.
Mm-hmm. So then there was the snow, there was the wide open gates. You said that a tree fell. So what did you all do with all of this information, all of this happening
to
you all?
We freaked out. That's what we did.
You sprung into action.
I did. That's what I mean by freak out.
Yeah.
I drove from Buffalo, and my son came with me just because we were concerned about safety,
mm-hmm.
what was going on. And, you know, he was like, "Mom, you're not going without me." He's going to be 18 next week. So, you know, he's at that age.
You didn't want him to go, though.
I know, because I'm still a mom.
We talked about briefly the background and what is currently going on right now. So how did the two construction firms become aware of this tree incident?
Well, when the tree fell, we got a lot of news coverage,
mm-hmm.
and Lobar and Gordian are the two firms that came out today. And we also had, we had other people too. A tree company came out and helped
mm-hmm.
us out a bunch. Was that last weekend? I don't even remember.
Mm.
But so from, you know, them hearing about it, they were like, you know, it just really mattered to them that the headstones are taken care of, that veterans are taken care of, that, you know, a lot of people have experience where their relatives were buried in the wrong place,
mm-hmm.
or a headstone got moved, or a cemetery got shut down, and they care.
And you also had a meeting with police officers from Pembroke Borough and Susquehanna Township. Can you tell us how that went?
It went very well. I mean, one of the main things that we've been, you know, dealing with during this time since I started, but going back to when the cemetery, you know, was established in 1877, is this lack of jurisdiction that, you know, you have there. So they came out today, took a look. They don't think that it was the municipal snow plows
mm-hmm.
that plowed snow into the cemetery. But there's no security footage or anything like that, so we can't really be sure what happened. It definitely seems like someone may have plowed. Thinking about how to, you know, be more secure on the site moving forward, everyone keeps recommending that I lock the gates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that idea because that means people can't visit the ancestors, and you can't respect and love and cherish this historic site, which defeats the purpose.
And what are some of the security concerns that you have with these gates being open?
There have been so many incidents, targeted, where people knocked over headstones, smashed headstones, spray painted headstones, burned buildings that were on the site multiple times. In this day and age, it's like there is a heightened concern around places that are being targeted as for hate crimes.
Yeah.
So
how do you envision spreading awareness about the issues facing Lincoln Cemetery?
I am on social media and talking about that and trying to get more people aware in the community of who we are and what we're doing and how significant of a historic site Lincoln Cemetery is.
So what strategies do you plan to implement to ensure that Lincoln Cemetery can flourish and be this vibrant space for the ancestors?
It's storytelling and, bringing more signage and really, like, I saved the hollow maple, the silver maple, the trunk of it that fell. And it's like, when I look at that hollow maple tree, like, right away, I mean, I saw someone hiding in there. When people escaped slavery, a lot of times they hid in hollow trees and you could, and took shelter there sometimes for months at a time. I'd like to see that tree turned into an art piece. So you have more that tells the story of the people that are buried in Lincoln Cemetery so that somebody doesn't just, have to know. And it's not just about visiting your specific ancestors.
So have the issues been remedied yet, or are they still, is the tree still down, the locks on the gate still not working?
We don't keep the cemetery locked, so we're gonna have to figure out a way to raise funds, probably to put like a person-sized gate so that you don't have vehicles driving in. And that has also been a problem in the past because vehicles have driven in to the cemetery, driven on graves, driven on headstones, parked on them. And so having that where it's just a person-sized gate would prevent some of that, and we could have the larger gates locked. We also need to get security cameras installed and stuff like that.
So what role do you see the broader community playing in supporting this rehab?
I would hope that people would come out and volunteer when we have our volunteer days, that if that's not their cup of tea, they can plant gardens, they can donate a tree so that we can replant, our trees, native trees. Flowers, we're planting flowers in there. We need people to do that and donate plants, donate money, security equipment, all sorts of things.
And if somebody said, hey, I have five trees that I can give you to donate to the area, how would they get in contact with you?
They can visit lincolncemetery.org or give me a call at 717-727-0071.
All right. And what would you like to see happen from here?
I would really like just to be working more with the community and having more people understand that this is all of our responsibilities. I come from Buffalo, New York, and I feel like it's my responsibility. So other people should feel like it's theirs too.
and you say that you travel from Harrisburg to Buffalo, then Buffalo to Harrisburg. How long is that trip?
5 hours one way.
Oh my goodness.
So it does, if it's a couple times a month that I'm coming, it
That is, that is dedication. Wow. Rachel, I want to thank you for joining us on the Spark today and really giving us this update on Soul. So again, for the folks in the back that want to get in contact with you, one more time.
LincolnCemetery.org, 717-727-0071.
Oh, thank you very much. Rachel and Alex, I appreciate you all coming on The Spark today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. And
come on next weekend with us.
Oh, well, you know what? Mark me down, me all and right. My family. So,
I'll see you there.
Yes, looking forward to it.